In the commandant's outer office, I reported to a fleet sergeant who looked remarkably like Sergeant Ho, even to lacking an arm. However, he lacked Sergeant Ho's smile as well. I said, "Career Sergeant Juan Rico to report to the commandant pursuant to orders." He glanced at the clock. "Your boat was down 73 minutes ago. Well?" So I told him. He pulled his lip and looked at me meditatively. "I've heard every excuse in the book, but you've just added a new page. Your father, your own father, really was reporting to your old ship just as you were detached?" "The bare truth, Sergeant. You can check it, Corporal Emilio Rico." "We don't check the statements of the young gentlemen around here. We simply cashier them if it ever turns out that they have not told the truth." "Okay. A boy who wouldn't be late in order to see his old man off wouldn't be worth much in any case. Forget it." "Thanks, Sergeant. Do I report to the commandant now?" "You've reported to him." He made a check mark on a list. "Maybe a month from now he'll send for you along with a couple of dozen others. Here's your room assignment. Here's a check-off list you start with, and you can start by cutting off those chevrons, but save them. You may need them later. But as of this moment, you are Mr., not Sergeant."
"Yes, sir."
"Don't call me sir. I call you sir. But you won't like it." I am not going to describe officer candidate school. It's like basic, but squared and cubed, with books added. In the mornings, we behaved like privates, doing the same old things we had done in basic, and in combat, and being chewed out for the way we did them, by sergeants. In the afternoons, we were cadets and gentlemen, and recited on and were lectured concerning an endless list of subjects. Math, science, galactography, xenology, hypnopedia, logistics, strategy and tactics, communications, military law, terrain reading, special weapons, psychology of leadership, anything, from the care and feeding of privates to why Xerxes lost the big one. Most especially, how to be a one-man catastrophe yourself while keeping track of 50 other men, nursing them, loving them, leading them, saving them, but never babying them. We had beds, which we used all too little. We had rooms and showers and inside plumbing, and each four candidates had a civilian servant to make our beds and clean our rooms and shine our shoes and lay out our uniforms and run errands. This service was not intended as a luxury, and was not. Its purpose was to give the student more time to accomplish the plainly impossible by relieving him of things any graduate of basic can already do perfectly.